Really Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Dalet Seif Beis, discussing what is Mutter to learn and daven on Tisha B'Av. Mutter Lilmod Medrash Eicha, about Eicha, Uperek Elu Megalchen. That Perek in Moed Katan talks mostly about Hilchos Aveilus, and it's Mutter to learn that as well. And the Mefarshim on Eicha and the Mefarshim on Eov are also permissible. Oh. Now, regarding this, Mishpur adds on, you can learn the Sugya about the Churban Abayis in Perek HaNizakin. That's in Gittin from Daf Nun Vav to Daf Nun Ches. Also in Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek in Daf Kuf Dalet, the Gemara discusses Churban Abayis, and the Mishnah Berurah adds on Yosefus. It has a discussion, Yosefus of Churban Abayis, and you can learn that as well. Certain things not mentioned here in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, Rav Eider mentions them. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the Yerushalmi at the end of Tainus is mutter to learn, and the Halachos of Tisha B'Av, with the basic Mefarshim and Hilchos Aveilus, Rav Eider says he assumes his mutter to learn as well. Oh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that one is not supposed to learn Be'iyun. There's a simcha. When you think of an answer to Akasha, there's a simcha. And even Ayidei Hirur, he says to have a drush or Akasha or a teretz, he says there's a simcha there, and you shouldn't do that. If you have to paskin a shayla, okay? Yeah, if it's needed for right now. Let's say someone's sick. To paskin a shayla on the spot is allowed. But learning more bi'iyun is usur. It's interesting. Guidelines quotes that there are those that are mekil. And here's the lashon. Some opinions permit studying in depth, since it's perfectly normal to search for answers to questions and difficulties that arise. This is quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish. So, again, I think the standard practice is what the Mishnah Berurah says, but if someone's learning and something Ian comes to his head, okay, the Chazon Ish says that's basically normal. But what about learning Sifrei Musar? So, many poskim say it's mutter and you should do it, because that's part of doing tshuva, learning Sifrei Musar. Some say they quote Tanakh, they quote Chazal, so it's better to avoid, but the majority opinion is that learning Musar, which is helping to do tshuva, is permitted on Tisha B'Av. Oh. Seif Gimel. Yeshmi she'oser lilmod ayideh hirur. Some say it's asur to learn this, we mentioned already, ayideh hirur. Again, the reason is because it's the simcha of learning, and the same simcha applies if you're just thinking and learning as well. Sif Dalet. Umutta likros kol seder hayom. Whatever is part of the normal davening is allowed. Parshas Karbanos, Eze Mokoman, and Medrash Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, the Yudgim Omidos, we see at the end of Karbanos, the Perkav Eze Mokoman, and Parshas Karbanos, the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah says, means Parshas Hatamid. This is part of the regular routine of davening, and therefore that is a mutter on Tisha B'Av, even though it's psukim and things like that. Rav Neventhal quotes from Shlomo Zalman that it's only if you normally say the Parshas Tamid every day that it's mutter on Tisha B'Av as well. Now it's interesting, and so the Mishnah Berurah says, but the other parts of Karbanos, like the Seder Karbanos that we say before the Parshas Hatamid, and Pitum HaKetores, which is found in Karbanos, that the Mishnah Berurah says one should not say on Tisha B'Av. Now it's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan and others argue and say whatever you normally say is mutter, even all the Karbanos. And that's why it's very interesting. The Art Scroll Siddur for Tisha B'Av, with kinos and tefillos for Tisha B'Av, Art Scroll does everything exactly right. So the Art Scroll writes here that they include all of their karbanos. It says, the article says, some congregations omit certain passages. Customs regarding whether and which passages are omitted vary greatly. Therefore, we have not omitted any passages. Each congregation should follow its established custom. In other words, Art Scroll knows there are different opinions, Machlokas, Mishnah Berura, Aruch HaShulchan. So the Art Scroll leaves everything in. All of the Kabanos are there. And then, those that follow the Mishnah Berura would skip part of the Kabanos, as the Mishnah Berura says, and those that follow the Aruch HaShulchan would say all of their Kabanos. Oh, what about saying Tehillim on Tisha B'Av? So the Mishnah Berura quotes different opinions about that. And he says, the more, let's say you have a daily Tehillim amount that you say. So some say to say it after Chatzos. And some say, and the Mishnah Berurah prefers, to save it till the next day. So let's say you say every day a few Prakim. So on Tisha B'Av you would skip that. And the next day, you would say yesterday's Tehillim plus today's Tehillim as well. Then the Ramah says, B'muta lachzer a parsha b'Tisha B'Av. You can go over the parsha on Tisha B'Av. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and this is the accepted psak, that it means that you can prepare the laning before laning. For shacharis, for mincha. Oh, that's the accepted psak. It's interesting, the Taz says, and most of the poskim don't accept this Taz, the Taz says that if a person, let's say, the Shnai Mikra, so every day he does one aliyah. So let's say it's Thursday, so today's the fifth aliyah. So the Ramah says, that's part of the Seder Hayom. Wow, that's your normal routine. And that's mutter. So that's what the Taz says, but the standard psak is not to do that, that we don't learn Shnai Mikra, even your standard daily Shnai Mikra, on Tisha B'Av. Oh, Sifhei. Ubarus ume nikos, misanos b'Tisha B'Av, kederach shemisanos, mashimus b'Yom Kippur. On Tisha B'Av, pregnant women and nursing women have to fast just like on Yom Kippur. But the Gimel Tzomos Achrim, the other Tzomos, they're potter from fasting. Now, on the other fast days also, they shouldn't have too much time in Gmachel v'Mishtah, just enough to stay healthy. We saw earlier that the Ramah says, the Minig is on the other fast days, that women do try to fast unless they even have a slight headache or in any way feel uncomfortable. Then they would not fast. But on Tisha B'Av, they're supposed to fast. Oh, so here the poskim say as follows. If a woman is strong and healthy, and she's pregnant, then she should fast. If she is weak, or suffering from any medical problem, so then she should not fast. Certainly, if the fasting might cause a danger to the baby, according to the doctor, then she should not fast. Now, if the fast is pushed off till Sunday, so it's a nidcha to the 10th of Av, then if a pregnant woman has difficulty fasting, is not required to fast all day. But what about a woman who is nursing? So if the fasting will not adversely affect her milk supply, then she is required to fast. If, however, the doctor says it will affect her milk supply, and she won't be able to nurse properly, then she doesn't need, then she may eat or drink as required. If it's a stuffache, Rav Nebensal writes, if she's not sure whether it'll affect her milk supply, Rav Nebensal suggests that she should eat shiurim, drink shiurim, starting from the beginning of Tisha B'Av. This means drinking less than 30 cc's roughly every 10 minutes, and that certainly would be enough. It's brought down in the Sfarim that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal said that if a woman might think that she might get weak, a pregnant woman, from the fast, then she should not fast. And he used to say that my mother and wife would not fast on Tisha B'Av when they were pregnant. In Eretz Yisrael, it's very hot on Tisha B'Av, and we're weaker in our generation than previous generations. So that was of Shlomo Zalman's Hanhaga regarding fasting on Tisha B'Av for a woman who is expecting.